From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Violent protests leave one man dead in a Guyanese town. Jamaica's opposition leader comes under fire after blaming the government for recent political violence in Kingston. And the Puerto Rican governor plans an alternative referendum on the thorny issue of Vieques. I'm Emma Joseph and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Hundreds of demonstrators have again gathered in the Guyanese town of Albion following recent street marches yesterday that left at least one person dead. The demonstrations by thousands of people was to protest what they say is poor police response to rampant crime in their area. Colin Smith reports that the intervention of the Minister of Home Affairs has brought the situation under control.
Although today is a public holiday, hundreds of demonstrators have again gathered in the village of Albion, about 75 miles from the capital, Georgetown, for a third day of protest against what they say is the failure of the police to provide proper protection for their community. Residents are particularly concerned about the violent robberies which are prevalent in the area and which they say the police seem unable to deal with. Yesterday, the largest and most violent group of demonstrators took to the streets. A crowd of about 3,000 persons gathered outside the police station in the area. The local magistrate was assaulted and his car was set alight and destroyed. A trailer carried